Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's dumbest podcast network.
Hey Angels, Jackson here with a hot, hot, hot deal. For a limited time only, if you enter the coupon code PLUSPLUS50 at checkout, you can get 50% off all digital downloads from the Sans Pants Radio store at sanspantsradio.com/shop. That includes such gems as Wet Parents, a D&D campaign featuring yours truly, and Tom and Demi, where we're a bunch of sea creatures who learn about family, the long-awaited sequel to Dinosaur Park, Dinosaur Park 2, Dinosaur Land, and the first 100 episodes of my unsolved mystery podcast, Jackson Bailey Spooks America. Once again, that's PLUSPLUS50 at checkout for 50% off all digital downloads at sanspantsradio.com/shop.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask the important questions like, and this one's really important, why, who is the worst dressed Avenger?
Why, who, and how?
Dirtbags, you know the Avengers.
Yeah. Yeah. We're talking MCU as well, just to make things easier. Because look, let me tell you, there's a lot of Avengers, there's a lot of comic books and a lot of outfits. But also let me tell you that this question was a trick because I already know the answer. Because the answer is, goddamn, that motherfucking Archer himself, Hawkeye, that son of a bitch piece of shit. Because cunt is basically allergic to bullets.
That's true.
And yet, he dresses like a fuckwit, not wearing things that will protect him against bullets. Mine is a really logical choice. There's no real fun to it. It's just, if you can be shot, wear something that will stop that.
Yeah.
Wait, which Hawkeye are we looking at? I'm looking at him now. Hawkeye's out for the MCU. Okay. I like the one where he has a full sleeve and... not full sleeve, but still has leather braces. I'm a fan of that particular look.
I mean, obviously, he's dressed for the Matrix, and that's chill or whatever. But I'm just talking about, he's the worst dressed in the sense of, you can walk up and shoot Hawkeye in the spine, and he's done for. Like,
that's true.
One bullet will just fuck that piece of shit up. And look, he'd shut the fuck up, and maybe that's good, because he's always fucking yapping these days, and I'm sick of it. Because bringing gymnastics and a bow and arrow to the fucking Avengers doesn't impress me.
I know, look, I get it, I get it. But we're not talking about Hawkeye, what he brings to the table, because we all know that it
is nothing.
At least Black Widow brings a gun.
Yeah,
exactly.
We understand that Hawkeye is a piece of shit and he shouldn't be on the Avengers. We're all in agreement.
We're all there.
I don't think anyone in the world is going to disagree. It's just everyone's like, why are he there? It's basically a worse Katniss. We get it.
Yeah.
But we're not judging him right now on the merits of his abilities. We're looking at his dress sense. Now, purple and black, is that a good dress sense?
I mean, saying colors is...
That's the colors of an off plum. That's bad. Don't dress like an off plum. I also hate Hawkeye's haircut. Hawkeye's haircut is the haircut of a man in a midlife crisis.
Which haircut? Are we talking the Endgame haircut?
I'm talking his very first appearance. Endgame. Both are bad, but Endgame has...
One is less bad, just saying.
And it's, the Endgame one, I mean, look, in his defense, he did just see his wife and children evaporate before his eyes, so I guess he was going through a midlife crisis, but also, that shouldn't be your first move, is to shave the sides of your head and look like a fuckwit.
I don't know, what's your first move?
Be right, sad, mourn,
have a cry,
yeah.
Miss my well, wife.
Yeah.
Step one,
to be miss honest, my wife. That was a pretty well thought out response. Yeah, that's fair.
And then, like,
oh no, my wife and kids. No, probably not get a haircut. But yeah, mourning is good.
How far down of your ranking of things is get a haircut?
Miss wife, miss kids.
Yeah,
funeral arrangements, mourning.
Moping
around the
house.
Yeah, what stage is haircut and kill the remaining Yakuza?
You do the haircut first, I think.
Well, yeah. I mean, I guess in his defense, it has been 5 years, so I guess he
that's
obviously
enough time to have a haircut. Well, yeah, he would need a haircut.
Yeah,
at
you
that
need
point.
A haircut, but I reckon he must be at the re-download the apps phase of mourning and he's been like, oh, this will attract a crowd. But then he's also got to kill the maybe Yakuza. He's definitely gone to Japan to kill people.
That's but true. He changed his uniform, which is kind of neat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's like, I'm sad, so I dress different now. Okay.
Yeah. What do we think about his Ronin? How does his Ronin outfit compare to his usual Hawkeye outfit?
Somehow it's still Hawkeye. Lame. It's still lame. It always looks like he's cosplaying. Like somehow. Yeah. Even when he's definitely not, he always looks like he's cosplaying as himself. I hate the Age of Ultron and I think just original Avengers outfit where he's wearing like a what do you call like what you wear to surf? You know,
a wetsuit,
like a rashy. Rash vest. Like
yeah,
a
he's got a rashy on. And I don't like the way it goes under his underarms because I imagine it would chafe like hell. And it's also covered in all these bullshit pockets that definitely don't hold arrows because the arrows are on his back. God, it's complicated. There's zips where there needn't to be zips.
Yeah. Again, he's
I
dressed
hate
like
this outfit.
He's dressed like he's just seen The Matrix and he was like, fuck, that was unreal. But my favorite part wasn't any of the story or the action, but it was instead the fact that there was lots of zips and leather.
It looks to me like Hawkeye saw The Matrix and then he saw Point Break and then he saw Hellraiser. But he was real sleepy throughout all of them and he mixed them into one movie and he was like, that'll be my outfit.
Yeah, you know? And then he got a little bit cold and he's like, I want an overcoat like Neo, but I still want my signature off-plumb look.
Yeah, so I like looking that. Like, obviously my colors are off plumb. Okay, we all know that. I, Hawkeye, dress and look like an off plumb.
What made someone be like, did you reckon Hawkeye himself is being like, I'm a winter and I look really good in winter colors. Please make me look like an off plumb. Like, it just never changes. It's just, or gold. He goes, I want to be, oh, is it royalty thing? He's like, I want to be purple or
I
gold.
Am like a,
and that
I am
is
a
it.
King.
Yes, like the kings of yore. I fire a bow and arrow too.
Yeah, I am a modern day Robin Hood. Jesus Christ, Jeremy Renner has a dad's face.
Yeah.
What's he doing in this movie? Jeremy Renner, you're not an action star. Holy shit.
Jeremy Renner's funny because he was brought into two separate action franchises to take over from a lead, and then both of those things fell through, and then he was in the Avengers. He was brought into Mission Impossible because apparently Tom Cruise was going to leave. And then he was brought into fucking the Bourne movies when Damien Bourne or whatever his name was. Matt Damon.
That's it. Damien Bourne.
Left. Yeah. And then it was like, oh, this could be the new Jason Bourne. But then everyone was like, no, we hate this one. And they're like, oh, Matt Damon's back.
Can't be.
Yeah. Anyway, the point of the story is he dresses like, I guess his wife's dead, but he dresses like someone whose wife left on purpose.
Yeah. Hey, can I, like, look, a pro in Hawkeye's favor here.
Yeah.
So his Ronin outfit or his outfit in Endgame, it has sleeves, so it covers up his god-awful tattoo.
What's his tattoo? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Hawkeye, no. How were they just like...
Is Hawkeye... Right, wait, hang on. Because I think that's like a... Is it like a Japanese spiritual
kind of... It's like somebody who has only ever really encountered Japanese culture through anime and like sword shows, you know?
Is Hawkeye a weeb?
It's he well, is,
did he? Did
oh
he?
My God.
Did he witness his wife and kid? And he's like, right, mourn, miss my wife, miss my kid. Watch anime to
be weeb.
Was his part of his mourning process was anime?
Well, maybe that explains why he's maybe killing the Yakuza. Yeah. Because he's gone to Japan and they've been like, you're a weeb. And he's like, what do you say? They're like, weeb boy. And then he's upset.
You should call yourself Hawk Weeb, dude.
A bunch of Yakuza, filthy weeb boy. Oh,
oh.
Don't even get the cool one. Oh.
On my shoulder, it's a samurai, right? Yeah. But his face is a skull. What does that represent, Hawkeye? Dead samurais, I guess.
My wife's dead.
My wife's dead, and I like swordplay now.
It just means nothing. I guess is he saying, because his new name is Ronan, right?
Yeah.
So Ronan
is,
the barbarian.
And a samurai, I mean, a Ronan is a samurai without a master. Yeah. Is he saying he is that,
his
but
wife
also
and kids
dead?
Were his masters.
That's so funny. He's like, I'm finally free of that ball and chain.
I am Ronan. Wow, that everything about Hawkeye's Ronan persona shows just a distinct lack of understanding of what it means. It's just a cool word for him. Like, if you pressed him on it, you're like, right, so who is the master that you've abandoned or has died? And he'd be
my
like,
my wife?
I guess maybe Black Widow? Was she your
boss?
She's, no.
And also, she's still
Nick
alive
Fury.
At this
Wait,
point.
Nick Fury. He was his master, because he worked for S.H.I.E.L.D. for a bit.
Yeah, but Nick Fury's not dead.
Yeah,
not...
He got
Oh, he did get dusted.
Yeah, so you mourn wife, mourn kids, mourn boss, watch anime.
Notice boss is missing. Notice similarity to the historic title of Ronin.
Take it.
That's cool. I should get a tattoo that sort of indicates this.
How do you think that went down with the tattoo artist? Being just like, you know, Hawkeye comes in like, yeah, I really like, I miss my wife and kids and boss. So I really would love sort of represent, because they were my, I'm going for like a Japanese like feel. I want like a samurai spiritual thing. So can we just get I want a skull because they're dead. And that's how I want to remember them by.
This is,
I like to think of them as my masters. And,
yeah.
Is there
my
anything you like?
My boss.
Yeah. Do you have anything like that? I guess we got some like a Ronin thing. Oh my god, what's that? Tell
what's
me more.
What's a Ronin? That's cool.
Is it possible he saw the Keanu Reeves film 47 Ronin and, like me, remembers literally nothing about it, including who the 47 Ronin are, and then took his name from that?
Well, if we ought to assume
of the Matrix
and that's Point true. Break,
so he's probably break. A big, he's probably a big Keanu head.
He's like film, so yeah like, probably
maybe
he's
like,
a Reaver.
Well, he's a Reaver. He's one of the Reavers.
If his name was Reaver,
yeah,
that would have been better than Ronan.
That would have been. It's great as well to imagine him going into the tattoo parlor and being like, "Hey, yeah, so my wife and children have passed, so I want this tattoo design." And the tattoo artist being like, "Mostly people get like a name of their wife, or,
yeah.
Like, I can draw a picture of them." He's like, "No, this means," and then fill the rest in with just snake shit. I don't give a fuck. The rest could just be fucking snakes. Who cares?
It is just snakes. Yeah, just snakes. I like to think so. Snake sometimes, shit. Like, I would look at my daughter and be like, she's a real fucking snake in the grass.
Yeah, she's
you know, always remind me of her, you know? She was slippy. She was a slippy one, that one. Real, she never really trusted her, you know? I think she got, you know, dusted, but I don't fuck. Maybe she ran away from home. I don't know.
So Hawkeye's tattoo plan was samurai represents wife. Yeah. Skull represents dead wife. Snakes represent children.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah, and I guess the other green mysticism around, like the smoke and stuff, maybe Nick Fury.
Yeah.
Like boss.
Definitely weeb, though. We know that
much. Oh, yeah. Hawkeye's Civil War outfit is great. And you pointed this out earlier, Zamet, but quite a few of his outfits have that, like, one sleeve complete and one sleeve empty. That's great. Imagine the tan he'll come away with. just a tube of tan on his arm.
Oh, that's what's his... Oh, my God. That's just going to look... Again, I know the MCU don't have, like, secret identities or anything like that, but that'd be such a dead giveaway, you know?
Oh, yeah. I thought you were going to be like, I know the MCU doesn't have secret identities, but like, he's not hiding shit, but also I wouldn't know he was anyone special.
Maybe he should, you know?
Yeah,
maybe all the people he should.
Maybe Hawkeye should hide his own face.
Is his arm hot? Does his arm get hot pulling back a bowstring?
Yeah.
Like, it's genuinely why?
I don't know. Maybe if you pull...
If he pulls it back, that's his arm he uses to pull back the bowstring.
Yeah. Does it slide better against bare skin?
Surely it would slide better against not. Wait, why?
I don't know.
Did did the creators of Hawkeye's outfit get a Bowman confused with a guy who owns a hawk? Because, like, that is the look of somebody who owns, like, a bird of prey.
Yeah.
But they're like, Hawkeye.
Hey, you got to design... Shield costume designers.
Yeah.
So Hawkeye needs a new costume now. We're doing a whole Civil War thing. Mm. But, you know, so, we just need a new costume for Hawkeye. Can you just...
Do you think they were like, they didn't know his powers and they're like, this guy's got to have a hawk.
Right?
Let's make him look like a falconer. That will basically
do. Because there's Falcon and he doesn't have a hawk. So surely Hawkeye has the hawk.
I hate working here. I hope you know.
So I've also noticed something really fucking stupid with his outfit. So the purple one where he's missing half a sleeve.
Yeah.
Look at the glove that he's wearing on the arm that has no sleeve.
Yeah.
So that has huge, big, fucking sticky out parts on the glove, which means that when he does draw his bow, it will get stuck on those 100%.
Wait, is that a glove where... Is that fingerless/thumbless glove?
Yes.
I'm looking at it now. It's worse than a fingerless glove.
It's thumbless glove.
It's just fingerless and, like, a big chunk of thumbless. Like,
wow. Hawkeye is embarrassing the team.
He's very embarrassing. Okay, let's look. He's got combat boots. Are combat boots cool? I was like, combat boots are pretty cool, but now I'm like,
on the right person,
guy's wearing them. Yes. I don't know anymore.
They're definitely kind of in the same way that, like, colored hair can still look cool on people, but if people color their hair, it looks bad.
Yeah, it's a knife's edge. It's a coin flip on where whether you'll rock combat boots.
Yeah.
Hawkeye definitely has.
No, he does not. Yeah, it's like how... People can just dress like Daria, but if someone's dressing as Daria, you can absolutely tell.
Because if you keep looking at, say, the Civil War outfit, he's got two belt straps, but just wrapped around one thigh.
Who's that? Is that a spare belt in case his actual belt breaks? And he's like, "Fuck! Like I got this spare.
I got this one."
is it something like to sharpen his arrows on? Like, is it if he cuts himself on his sharp arrows? He's like, "I got an inbuilt tourniquet."
He does actually use, like, a weird leather thing to sharpen a knife at one point, I think.
Yeah.
By weird leather thing, I mean the thing you actually use to sharpen a knife. What's it called? Leather. I don't know.
Hey, does Hawkeye have a gun in this image?
Hawkeye? You're like, you're a bow and arrow guy, not a gun guy. Remember your introduction in the MCGU that really fucking sucks? Where
the MCGU, you go to...
the MCGU,
the Marvel Cinematic Graphical Interface or whatever,
Interface, a famous U word.
Yeah.
He reaches for a gun and then he's like, no, and then reaches for a bow. Who's that for? Me? I hated it. Why'd you do it for me for?
Looking at this image again, right, and I hope this is like an official piece of... It's concept design. It's concept art. What is that on his upper torso? That strange selection of buckles that seem to achieve absolutely nothing. It's over his left titty.
Oh, yeah.
What is that?
This is the same image you're talking about that I was talking about before with that weird glove, yeah?
Yeah.
This is a Civil War outfit, yeah?
Yeah.
What's that? Okay. What's that weird titty padding that he has on one titty? Why does he need it on one titty? It's on the same size as the one sleeve, so maybe... That's...
I think that related? That's his quiver. I think that is his quiver.
Is that so he doesn't get shot in the titty? Is that over his left or his right side?
It's over his right tit.
Maybe it's so he doesn't get shot in the titty. That's where his heart maybe is?
Well, he needs his titty to pull out back the bowstring. But that's when he's...
Yeah. It's infuriating to me that Hawkeye never gets a cool outfit.
No.
So everybody goes through these outfit changes that have any kind of... Also, wow, every photo of Jeremy Renner he looks bad in. I hate to keep hanging shit on Jeremy Renner.
No. One man deserves it, it's Jeremy Renner.
Okay, here's an insulting thing to say about Jeremy Renner. You know when you have an action figure and you grab its little plastic head and you squeeze it in and then it doesn't quite pop all the way out again? That's what Jeremy Renner's head looks like. It looks like it's waiting for a little bit of extra air to properly inflate.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense to me.
Jeremy Renner.
Would Hawkeye be cooler or less cool if he had a crossbow? What do we think?
At that point, I'd just be like, use a fucking gun.
I was thinking the same thing. At that point, I'm like, it's almost like you're spitting in my face, the fact that you've opted for a bow in the 21st century, because you're picking something that's so close to it. Now, here's something I'm thinking, right? And I know we said we were just going to go MCU Avengers, but is Hawkeye's classic outfit a better outfit than the one he has in the MCU? Because I'm looking at it right now, and it has a big H on the head, and that's great, because now I know who he is. I see the H, Hawkeye.
Yeah,
or I'm like, Hat Man, I don't know. Something starts with a H.
And now a quick word from our sponsors.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Also, do you know we do far too many things? Like, we've gone and adapted one of our campaigns for our sister show, D&D is for Nerds, into a novel. So if you're sick of listening to us and want to instead enjoy your own voice narrating an adventure, just head to sanspantsradio.com and grab your copy of The Audicus today. Print run is limited, but it is available as an ebook, or grab them both in a bundle. Once again, that's sanspantsradio.com.
A lot of the time, his comic book outfit also has stupid shit on the arms.
Yes, this one has a glove that's almost painted on, and then a smaller glove that definitely isn't. So that is weird. It actually looks less like he put a glove on him, more like he dipped his arm in purple paint. Which is a great way if you don't have gloves, but you need to trick people to pull that off.
But those weird points he has over his eyes.
Yeah.
So kind of like that Wolverine hairstyle, but kind of like a mask that ends in points.
Yeah.
I don't know if... is that... It's just... Because he has that, and then that leads into the H. So it looks like a H dub... V?
Yeah, does look like he's got HV on his head. But let me just say, comic book Hawkeye, way more, at least Silver Age comic book Hawkeye, way more vibrant and exciting. Like, you know, way less confusing. And he's like a ripe plum because there's no black here. It's just purple and kind of a pale blue and yellow for his bow and arrow.
Now that we're introducing, like, say, the comic book universe, can you, everyone listening, I would love you to all Google Hawkeye as Goliath.
Okay.
And have a sweet look at that uniform, and I wanna ask...
Oh, my God.
If we had this one in the MCU,
would
it be better?
Why is so much of it made of metal?
For those of you unfortunately unable to get to google.com or even yahoo.com or maybe even Ask Jeeves.
Or Alta Vista if you really want.
Yeah. So the Hawkeye's Goliath outfit is that he...
Okay, so the best part, the absolute highlight for me is the metal cummerbund.
I love
the metal cummerbund.
But it's so the metal cummerbund is over no shirt.
See, I love the big strap that is like a metal H.
Yeah,
where the bar of the H covers his little nipples.
Yeah,
I love the fact that it's like
there's a lot to love. He's got pirate boots. He's wearing some pirate boots.
So in this picture, I couldn't tell, but I've scrolled across, and his shirt is attached to his mask. So it's mask, which then goes down his head into his neck, which becomes fully red, and then goes covers the top of his shoulders and then stops.
Yeah, it's like he's like got like not a crop on, but also it's closest.
So I guess the outfit must like cup his shoulders, Like yeah. The tops of his shoulders. And
if he shrugged, it, the elastic would make it slam into his neck. That's barely clothing, well, Goliath Hawkeye.
If he shrugged, the elastic would go up and hit that steel H that's protecting his nipples.
What? So I'm assuming Goliath's power, or when Hawkeye is Goliath, the power is like size, like he can grow in size.
I guess what? He got big.
Yeah, but what about any of this?
Drank some pim particles. Yeah, I don't know.
I think I'd say he probably drank some pimp piss? Juice.
Oh, okay.
He probably got a pimp cup. Had a sip. I'm huge now.
Piss. Yeah, that's what he does.
Piss out of pimp cups. It makes you big in the Marvel universe. Yeah, but I don't know how any of this like accentuates. Like, a lot of Hawkeye's costumes are like, well, he's an archer, so it's kind of designed in that he's a giant guy, so he has to wear a metal cummerbund. Is that to stop him getting a hernia, maybe? Is that what he's trying to avoid? Like a weightlifter?
As you grow big, like, maybe his muscles, maybe they grow first, or he's worried that they might grow first, so the metal is there to contain him?
Maybe?
So it doesn't pop out of his skin?
Wow, I'm looking at other pictures of this. It's a really weird costume because most of it is tights. Like his legs are tights tucked into pirate boots.
Mm. Yep.
The whole color scheme is red and blue.
Yeah.
I don't know if we've mentioned that, but I think he was trying to copy Captain America. He's wearing Captain America's boots, but a different color. So he's got a similar color scheme to Cap, but kind of the other way around. And the white of Captain America's outfit is replaced by Hawkeye's. White,
by nudity.
But not nipples. We still, even in comic books, we fear the nipple.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
He's gone from modesty over functionality there.
Yeah. So it is also worth noting that I think the photo all of us are looking at is where Captain America looks shocked.
Captain America looking behind him being like, oh, shit, Clint, what the fuck are you doing?
That outfit, it doesn't look good. It's bad. It's bad and I hate it.
Is that a metal cummerbund? You know a cummerbund looks bad, like a regular cummerbund looks bad. And you're meant to wear it with a suit, Hawkeye. Not like this.
Not a super suit that's mostly your skin.
That's really bad.
I will say, and this, we're treading on dangerous waters here because this could almost be a Hawkeye compliment. And God, I hope it doesn't end up being that. But the current Hawkeye outfit looks kind of like normal clothes, but has too many belts and whistles, not whistles, belts and pouches belts and going on.
Yeah.
Do you mean like
modern
like
Hawkeye?
The modern Matt Fraction.
Yeah, the Matt Fraction wrong Hawkeye. He's wearing a black t-shirt that has a big purple chest print on it. I don't know what it's meant to represent, but there's a big purple thing.
It's a quiver. It looks like an arrow, you know?
Does it?
It's the tail of an arrow.
I was less confident the more that sentence went on.
No, it kind of looks
I think you're right. More it's like the... on Google Maps where you decide this is the place you'd like to know about.
Sort of more maybe he's pointing it to where all the fun is, you know?
In his abs? Yeah.
He's wearing... So he's got the... He's got... If you're looking at him front on... He's got more straps across his chest, but that is definitely his quiver. Like the other one, like the patch over his titty that we were talking about before.
Yeah.
This one is at least leather straps just holding his quiver on. He's got two pouches, which is a lot of pouches considering he doesn't use anything that small.
I was thinking maybe though, like in the, like kind of like, you know, when you're playing pool and you get like the thing to kind of chalk up the pool cue?
The chalk? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
What like, about it?
It's like, do you have to do that with arrows?
You don't chalk arrows, no. Hey, Joel Zammit, why do you chalk a pool cue? what I thought.
So, it...
Yes.
Makes it...
It
yes.
makes
sticky.
It. Sticky. So, chalk. Is chalk a sticky substance?
Well, or
is
you it want it, when you're rock playing climbing, pool, you want it to stick climbing, to the cue.
You use chalk so you get a better grip.
Yeah.
So better grips.
But why do you get a better grip when you're using it? Rock climbing is another example. What? Why do you get a better grip?
Yeah.
Friction.
What are you getting?
Friction. Chalk famously creates friction.
You reduce the friction?
Reducing the friction.
That seems
could
wrong.
It be potentially because it would draw out the moisture?
Yes.
How wet does your pool cue get?
No. But when you're rock climbing so that your hands don't slip.
No, yeah. It's the friction, not just moisture.
But you still wouldn't do it to an arrow. Unless you had a really wet arrow, I guess. Let's look at Ronan in comic books, because that's another outfit that is almost more insane and almost more racist.
Look, if we're talking comic books and we're talking a man that's based his personality over his love of Japan, and this character has existed since... probably, definitely at least the 90s, we're entering dangerous territory.
Well, it's not like obviously racist, but it's
wearing
just
like a gi, yeah?
Yeah, he's wearing a gi over possibly armor. And
also
then he's
metal.
Yeah.
He's gone back to metal.
Yeah, and this makes me really upset. If you're committing to metal, just wear a fucking bulletproof vest. This is what I was saying at the start.
And like the gi is functionless, right?
No.
Like in this outfit, like if you look up Ronan comic books, the gi is just to let people know he's also a yellow belt. That's funny. I mean, like, I know that's probably not the right martial art, but if I was getting the shit beat out of me by Ronan, I'd be like, you're not even a black belt, dude. That's not even impressive.
Just imagine Clint Barton going to like a dojo in a mall.
Yeah.
Upping his grade next to a bunch of 12-year-olds who've just seen The Karate Kid. It's just happening in the 80s now.
It's so on the nose to pick a concept like Ronan when, like, Hawkeye is not trained in martial arts, right?
He might be now.
Yeah,
surely.
But, like, that's even more insane. Imagine you already are an archer, right?
Yeah.
You're the best archer in the world, but you're like, I want to be a martial art. Like, why? You're already good. Why start from the bottom again and learn martial arts just to call yourself Ronan? It's insane. And he's had to learn how to use, like, a samurai sword and nunchucks, which he has both of in this picture. You can't use both at once, Ronan. I hate your mask as well much.
Now, look, going on the Hawkeye comic book. So I want you guys to Google Hawkeye Ultimates comic outfit.
Oh, hell yeah.
So there was a time in the Ultimate Comics when Hawkeye
wife and
kids died. So then he got real morny and started using guns instead.
Jesus.
He got morny.
You got morny.
Do I make you morny, baby?
Do I make you morny because my wife and kid are dead?
You don't make me morny, Austin Powers. The death of my wife and child does.
Just dressed like fucking Neo, but also Morpheus at the same time.
Are you looking at the same fucking drawing I am, where his knees are basically the fucking grass people from Zelda? He's got Korok knees. No, you're looking at the wrong one. You need to see these Korok knees.
So what did you Google?
I chucked it in the chat. You know,
throwing shit in the chat.
You need to see the Korok knees or Shy Guy knees.
Oh, no.
There's so much to take in.
I want to say this is from Ultimates 3.
His belt buckle looks like a car sigil. You know, car logos. I don't know why I went sigil.
Car sigil.
You know, a mystic car sigil.
Yes.
But if that was like the Toyota symbol, you wouldn't be shocked.
I would be. I bet if it was a Hyundai or maybe another car brand that started with H, because that's clearly an H, I would be less shocked. Yes.
Can we talk about the target on his head?
Yeah.
The genuine target that he's put on his head.
Did he get that from Bullseye?
I would love that, because if I was a bad guy, I would be like, is this a joke? Is this a trick?
I'm going to shoot him there and see what happens.
Is he pranking me? If I shoot him there, will something bad happen to me?
Oh, no I've just killed Hawkeye.
Oh, he's just dead. And then later on in the tavern, you'd be like, in the tavern. You know how comics take place in fantasy? Yeah, but in the bar, you'd be like,
You know taverns exist in real life, yeah?
Yeah, but, you know, that's not the right word.
Call them bars.
Yeah.
Oh, there's taverns.
Fine. When the goon is at the saloon later on, and he's like, I just shot Hawkeye in the fucking head. Can we talk about, in this particular image, this Ultimates 3 Hawkeye, I guess, his weird ball sack mask?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know? At least he's got his hair out.
Yes,
know?
That's true. That is
Why
pretty good.
Why is that good?
I genuinely don't know.
It's visible.
Like, surely that's going to be hard to... Like, okay, so imagine you're fighting Hawkeye.
Yeah.
A fist fight. And so you're like, wait a second. The top of his head is very unprotected.
Yeah.
So you just do like a
swing
punch
up and down.
Yeah. Oh,
swing
no.
Swing up, then down, right into the middle of his
the plumbing the Death Star classic from above. Bird's eye view.
Boom.
Right down on top of Hawkeye's head.
Yeah.
And Hawkeye.
Surely that's going to be hard to put on, right? And stylize to make your hair zhuzhed out. Plus, you know, oh, he's not wearing a helmet. Sick.
Yeah.
I have a gun.
It's basically the same fashion style as if you're putting on a turtleneck sweater, but you stop too early.
Every single outfit from the movies to comic books that Hawkeye ever wears looks hard to put on. Yes. So, like Silver Age or whatever, Heroic Age Hawkeye is like a tunic over tights over pirate boots with dipped in paint gloves. Like it's
all bad. Oh, wait, I just realized. So that Ultimates 3 Hawkeye,
yeah.
You can kind of see the thing on his chest there.
Yeah.
That's a stylized H.
That rules. Got a H on your belt, H on your chest, target on your head. Perfect. Are you Bullseye? And the guy would Hawkeye would gesture to the H, and I'd be like, are you Bullseye? I don't know what you're, saying.
Are you Hoggett? Is that...
Are you Hoggett, man?
You are a hard target? A Hoggett?
Are you hit with arrows, guy? Is that who you are? What's going on there?
It is crazy to me that all throughout his comic appearances and his MCU appearances, that the one thing, not only does he dress like a stupid fucking cunt that I hate looking at, him being very unaware that he is one of the only Avengers that bullets would immediately kill.
Yeah. Your initial point from the top of the episode remains.
Yeah.
Not safe in any of these outfits.
If anything, well, I mean, painting a target on your head, that's something even I didn't expect from him, but here we are.
Now, so I've just linked another little Hawkeye costume. I think it's the original Ultimates lineup there, but look, we talk about him cosplaying as Neo.
My God.
Yeah, that's the image I was originally looking at. It's Neo mixed with Morpheus.
He's just like, I'll be Neo and Morpheus. He loves Keanu Reeves.
Yeah.
Hawkeye, wow.
These are things that I know about Hawkeye. He loved bow and arrow. He loved Keanu Reeves. He loved anime.
Yeah. And the only two shoes he'll ever wear are pirate or combat boots. That's it.
And if you look at the Ultimates 3 version, it's a combination of both.
It is, too. Oh, my God.
So that, the Neo/Morpheus Hawkeye, at one point, when he was naked and bound, broke his fingernails and used them as shards to kill his captors.
Mm-hmm.
That's not impressive. That's fucking... It's gross. Wrong. Yeah, it's yuck.
It's bad to think about.
That is yuck.
It's very cool that in every single iteration of Hawkeye ever, he looks like a dumb fuck. You know? A fuckwit across all realities.
He looks so stupid that I don't even respect that he's clearly trying to die on purpose. Something that I usually know and love.
Yeah.
And at the top of the episode, I said, just kidding, I knew the answer, it's Hawkeye. It turns out I was right
once again.
The whole time. I got nothing else to add.
No, me neither. I had something in the back pocket, but I've looked at all of these pictures and I can't deny it.
I was like, sure, Thor's got a silly cape, but...
Yeah, I was like,
you know,
the Vision's
got a cape, that's kind of neat.
Some silly colors, I guess, but like... He stuck to a theme.
Doctor Strange, look at his silly cape, but...
At least it does something.
At least it does things.
Can protect him. He looks silly, but he's like, but my life may be protected because of
this.
In fact, it does actively protect his life at points.
Hawkeye, on the other hand, is just a fucking joke.
Also, Hawkeye gets fucking tapped in the fucking brain and goes bad.
Yeah. There you go.
What if anyone needed a helmet? Hawkeye.
Hawkeye.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been Joel. And Hawkeye, fuck you.
It's been nice to talk shit about him again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Feels good to be back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you always thought about signing up for Sans Pants Plus, but you haven't found the right opportunity to take the plunge? Well, maybe now's the time. See, for a limited time only, new subscribers can get 25% off the first 2 months of Sans Pants Plus if they use the coupon code PLUSPLUS25 at checkout. Honestly, there's so much good shit available to Plus members, it's crazy. We're talking extra D&D campaigns, 3 different review shows, whole bonus series, video content, and all of it ad-free. So now's your chance. Use the coupon code PLUSPLUS25 to get 25% off the first 2 months of Sans Pants Plus today.